I will not tell stories by the hour. How are we to do God's will on earth as it is in heaven without envy? But also in heaven, God's will is being done without jealousy. And let's be clear, jealousy is not envy. Envy is the sin which feels sorrow because someone has what I don't have. Jealousy is the sin which has and does not want to share. Now we need to do God's will here on earth as it is in heaven without jealousy, sharing with others what we have. Here is everything we possess, comma, everything is meant to be shared. And what a difference this makes, how heavenly earth becomes when those with whom we live share with us what God has given them, and we share what God has given to us with those with whom we live. We could spend the whole retreat on just this subject, sharing. God has blessed some of us with more intelligence than others. Now, don't dictate to others. Share your knowledge with others. God has given some of us more grace than others. Share that grace. We are to engage in conversation with our fellow religious. What a difference between planning, hear it, sisters, planning our conversations. Don't just walk into recreation with nothing planned. I wasn't in the Jesuit order 7 years. One of my spiritual directors told me, John, I would recommend you start keeping a record of the interesting stories, experiences that you've had. In 6 weeks, I had over 200 stories, but now I have several thousand. Plan to share with others the experiences that you have. Keep your storytelling short. Make it interesting and intend to, well, not just enlighten, but dare I use the word, entertain. I know of no greater joy on earth, sisters, than one spirit sharing with another spirit what is deep down and dear to our hearts. And for some of us, these may not be easy. Some people are not to be reticent. as we say, they keep things to themselves. Of course, there are things we don't share with anyone except with God. And finally, we ask that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven by sharing with everyone sincerely. Oh, sisters, what make-believe lives we can be living. I may have told you I was on the stage for 6 years before I entered the Society of Jesus. In other words, I was an actor. And I loved it. Among the plays in which I took, shall I say it, the leading part, was a three-act play called Nothing But the Truth. The hero in the play made a wager with his friends that for 24 hours, no matter what they said, no matter what they asked, he would always tell the truth. Before the 24 hours were over, he lost his wager. Sisters, what actors we can be. Am I making sense? How we can put on, pretend, what we are not. Sincerity. Of course, we must keep consulting God, asking our Lord, should I say it or shouldn't I? Should I do this or should I not? But sincerity. So much for that long petition. The next petition. Give us this day our daily bread. And sisters, while giving this meditation, I made a decision. I do have another meditation at 6 o'clock. I've decided to save the rest of our reflections on the Lord's Prayer for the next meditation. In other words, you will not finish the 7 petitions of the Lord's Prayer in this meditation. I should ask, okay, you might say, what choice do we have? Give us this day our daily bread. I'm talking to the right audience and in the right city and the right country. Most of the human race goes to bed hungry every night. That is statistically provable. Most people in the world do not have enough to eat. However, there are 2 kinds of hunger. And what we're asking for in this petition, give us this day our daily bread, is not only, though emphatically, we are asking that God might provide bodily food for the hundreds of millions who are